Yeah, I welcome you this afternoon. What a beautiful afternoon. The time is exactly 15:05 CAT, Central African Time. The name of this show, it is called Strings, Heels and Talk. The song that was playing is the song by the late Sifiso Ncwane saying, Kulungile Baba. Whatever that is happening, Baba, Kulungile. Now what we are going to do, remember each and every time when we start each and every show, we start each and every show by prayer, by inviting God. What a beautiful Saturday. Some of people, they are from the funeral, some they are from the wedding, some they are from party, some they are from Aritzibaneng, some they are from different places, some they are from conference, some they are from work. I want to tell you, you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Let's say Avumile. Then when we come back, we'll continue, we will pray, and we ask God to come and be with us. The name of the show, it is called Strings, Heels and Talk, Avumile, featuring, is Avumile, now from the Spirit of Praise, featuring Zolani Mgolosi. Enjoy the song Avumile. Bishop Benjamin Dube is the founder of Spirit of Praise. Now this was Spirit of Praise number 7. Just enjoy the song Avumile, and we will continue.
Ah, 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 ah
Yeah, you heard they said Avumile. That was Benjamin Dube from the Spirit of Praise, featuring Benjamin Dube featuring Solani Mdalosi. That is from the Spirit of Praise, volume number 7. They were saying Avumile. So you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The name of this show, it is called String Healers and Talk. What we are going to do, we are going to pray to invite God to come and be with us. In other words, we are saying, Lord, as we're starting the show that is called Strings, Heals and Talk, we can't start if you are not with us. In other words, we need God to come and direct us. We need God to come and guide us. In other words, we are saying, Lord, we are ready. What we are doing is we are going to give you our hearts and we are going to give you our soul, because you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now, just get a cup of coffee or just get a something that is cold. You sit wherever you are sitting, you're gonna be with me it is already hot and it's gonna be hot. And it is lit already and it's gonna be lit. I don't know where is Gokecho, but Gokecho, where are you, my brother? We can dance together and we sing string hills and talk. I just want to welcome each and everyone who have just tuned in all over the world, internationally and even locally. We appreciate your support. We appreciate your listenership. So we are continuing with our show that is called Strings, Hills and Talk on the show on the By Degrees Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now, what I'm going to do this. We are going to pray. Wherever you are, I ask you to pray with me as I pray. But don't close your eyes if you are driving. Just close your eyes. You are praying with me as I pray. We're saying, Lord, come and be with us. Wherever you are, I urge you, I ask you to pray as we are praying. Daddy, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are praying this afternoon. We are praying this day. What a beautiful Saturday. We invite you, Lord, to come and be with us in our show, the show that is called Strings, Hills and Talk. Indeed, Lord, we want you to come and speak with us. We are ready to listen to you, Lord. We are ready to be touched by you. Father, we are praying in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. We invite you, Lord, come and be with us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, there's nothing that we can do if you are not with us. In other way, Lord, we ask you, come and be with us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Daddy, you are the Lord, and you have been God, and you will continue to be God. We thank you for everything that you continue doing in our life. We thank you for everything that you are doing, because without you, there's nothing that we can do. In Jesus' name, wherever you are, I ask you to say amen. Let's just say, Siemo Saruna from the album Praise Revival by Lucas Maluma, featured Sefako Mama Wolo. Siemo Saruna, just enjoy this song.
Oh,
That is Lucas Maluma featuring Samist Sifako Mama Bolo. They were saying, your situation will not remain like that. Your situation will not remain like that. It will change. Why it will change? It will change when Jesus is entering in your life. When you say, Jesus, I invite you in my life. Your situation will change. That's what they were saying. Lucas Maluma. Now, what you can do is you can get that CD in where they are selling music, or maybe you can on Play Music, or on even on Apple Store, on Apple Music. What you do is you just check Lucas Maluma. You will find that CD. You can buy it and download it and enjoy more and many songs from that album. Now, that was a powerful album saying your situation will never be like that. The time is exactly 15:27 CAT Central African Time. So let's just go to the place called here in South Africa. Okay, let's just say enjoy this song.
Come on, are you ready tonight? Can I hear you scream? Joyous celebration.
Joyous celebration.
Hey, put the tent together. We can hear your praise. Are you ready tonight? Look for tent.
Oh, hallelujah, I go for another.
Yeah, so that was Uje, joyous celebration. Now it was Uje saying, big God, God is big. God is big-o, God is big-o. Now that was Uje from joyous celebration. They were saying, my God is good, my God is good. You know, they were saying, terebuka, terebuka. He said that when I do this with terebuka, terebuka, I hope that he will also trebuking as well. The time is exactly 3:34 CAT Central African Time. We're saying Strings, Heels and Talk. There's a show that is done by Kokecho Mkanza. I'm just standing in for Kokecho today. I'm just doing the show that is called Strings, Heels and Talk. Music can heal you. Music can restore your heart. Music can restore your soul. What the music can do is music can remove the stress that you have. But it depends on what kind of music are you listening. We are by the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now we are going to read our scripture reading in the book of John. That's where we are going to read. You're still listening to me, myself and I, Pastor John Mamawolo, The name of the show, it is called Strings, Hills and Talk. I just want to remind you, just enjoy this song. I don't know if you still remember what I'm going to play here. Maybe you're going to hear it for the first time, but you will love the song. I'll tell you who are the singer of this song once they have done. Maybe as they sing, you will know them. Enjoy the song.
King
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I call you Jesus. I call you the master of all. By the grace ministry present to you soul winning campaign. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. You are invited to join us at a place called Mokgopo AGF. The date it will be 25 to 27 of January 2019. We have entered into 2019 soul winning campaign. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. You are invited to join us. Friday we start at exactly 1800 CAT Central African time. 1800 CAT Central African time. 6 o'clock exactly we are starting our service. We are starting soul winning campaign at Mokgopo AGF. On Saturday also we are continuing, and on Sunday also we are continuing. Now please join us there. If you can't be with us live there, you can join us on By the Grace Radio, where you can tune in and listen all the service there. We're searching for the soul under the title of saying, don't sin no more. Don't sin no more. If your sins are forgiven, you must not sin no more. I just welcome you to come and join us. I invite you to come and join us to our soul winning campaign. It will be happening. We will be having Pastor KK Kulufelo Malaji together with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, and together with Pastor John Mamabolo, and also with the band. We will be there saying, whatever that it takes for a soul, your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven, and don't sin no more. If your sins are forgiven, you must not sin no more. Because when you sin, worse things will come. For more information, you can visit our website, which is www.bythegrace.org. www.bythegrace.org. Or you can call our helpline, which is 083-800-9814, or you can even call the pastor that we are going, who is gonna take care of those souls, who is Pastor Sira Petra, on the number 072-549-3422. Or you can send us email info@bythegrace.org. We love you, and we will be excited to see you there. As we will be saying, don't sin no more. Don't sin no more. Don't sin no more. That's what we will be doing. Everything is blessed.
Okay, yeah. So I gave you two songs in a row. I told you, I told you that just guess. Now, one of the songs there, it was a song by the late Jabu, and the late Vuyo Mukwena versus Jabu Thongwane. It was Jabu Thongwane versus the late Vuyo Mukwena. That was the song, the first song that I played. I told you that I played two songs in a row. It's a Zulu song. They were singing in the Zulu. In Anawe. It was singing in Anawe. That was a song by Jabu Thongwane and the late Vuyo Mukwena. Then the second song that I played is a song from the group called Worship House in Limpopo. The place called Venda Shayandima. He was saying Siojiga, meaning we'll dance. That's what he was saying, that we'll dance. And when he was continuing with the song, he just said, let's dance with your tummy. That's what he was saying. Now you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. What a beautiful Saturday. I know around 8 o'clock there will be some games which will be playing. May the good team win. And I know some people, they are from church, some they are still going to church, some they are still embarking in a prayer, which is not wrong, is good. Some they still searching the face of God, but some they just dieting, but in the other hand they say they are in a prayer. Now you are listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. My name is Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm saying strings, heals, and talk. Strings, heals, and talk. Music. Talk. Music can do wonders. It can remove the stress that you have. Some people, they prefer to play the music in the morning when they go to work. Some people, when they are frustrated, they prefer to play music than talking. Because I think they know there's a power in the music. Some people, when they're working, they work while they play the music. Because they know music gives them energy. Now, I don't know what kind of music are you listening. The kind of music that you listening, it will bring the results that you want. The kind of music that you listen, it will bring the results that you want. If you want to interact with us, you can interact with us. Our email address is radio@bythegrace.org. That is our email. radio@bythegrace.org. 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 That is our email address. Whereas our Facebook page, it is By the Grace Radio. You just type By the Grace Radio. Whereas our Skype is BTGM Radio. That is our Skype, BTGM Radio. Or you can send us WhatsApp or voice notes on the number 083-289-4658. That is the number that you can use to send us voice notes, or you can even call us. That number, if you are international, you just say 00-2783-289-4658. But if you are in South Africa, you just say 083. If you are international, the difference is you start with 200027. If you are in South Africa, you just say 083. Or you can say +2783-289-4658. Or you can visit our website. When you are in our website, you can just say, chat to us. It will require you to put your name and your email address. You continue chatting to us. Or as I told you, you can just send this email. Then you write whatever that you want to write. You still listen to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. What a beautiful day. Some people, they are sitting on a, what you call, on a tree. They are sitting there to get that shelter of a tree. Some people, they are in their house, some that are at the beach. Wherever you are, you listen to Body Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now, our scripture reading, we are going to read the book of John chapter 4, verse number 1. Remember I told you, music heals. Music can talk. The name of this show is called Strings, Heals, and Talk. It depends on what type of music are you playing. I mean, you know, because there's what we call the freedom of choice. People, they record different songs. People, they record whatever they record. But it depends what type of a music are you listening. Some music, their music is having some language which are not good. But that it depends on you as the listener. What type of a music do you want to listen? That depend on you. It just depend on you. Okay? It just depends on you. It does not depend on anyone. It depends on you. What kind of music do you want to listen? What kind of music are you listening? Nobody can stop you to listen to the music. But it depends on you. If you listen to that music, are you getting the results? There are different music that we are listening. There are different music that we are playing. But Strings, Heels and Talk, that's a show that you are just listening into it. Let's just say, let's play the song by Sipho Makabane. And when we come back, we will come back and we'll continue.
Oh,
I gave you two songs. The other one was by the legend Sipho. Legend Sipho Makabane. He was just saying, God is in my heart, God is in me. Now the other one I gave you is the song by Dwaro Rocks. He was saying, the blessings of God, they are in me. And he's talking about the blessings of God. He's talking about God is with me. That was he was saying. So you still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The time is exactly 16:06 CAT Central African Time, where we're saying strength heals and talk. Strength heals and talk. So I told you we are going to read in the book of John. Chapter number 4, verse number 1. We are going to read this verse this afternoon. John chapter number 4, verse number 1. Let me just welcome each and every one who have just tuned in now, who have just joined us now. Just want to say this word to you. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul, we are saying strings, heals, and talk. Strings, heals, and talk. That's what we are saying. Strings, heals, and talk. What a beautiful Saturday. And we thank God for this day. He is always with us. His name is Jehovah. Now, John chapter 4, verse number 1, it said, the heading, it said, Jesus and the woman of Samaria. Jesus and the woman of Samaria. Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard the report that he was making and baptizing more followers than John. Jesus learned that the Pharisees, okay, Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard, Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard the report that he was making and baptizing more followers than John. You know, when you read in the New Testament, wherever you hear when they say the Pharisees, there are people who are very stubborn. When you hear they talk about the Pharisees, you know, you should know there's something wrong. The Pharisees were people who think they know too much. We have those people in our life where they think they know too much. Now, Pharisees are people who always think they know too much. Now, the Bible tells us Jesus had, he learned that the Pharisees had already knew that he is baptizing more followers than John. Now, according to them, it was wrong. Why would he baptize many followers than John? In other words, they were saying, but John was the first one who started preaching. Why would John baptize lesser people, but Jesus is baptizing more? Every time the Pharisees are people who want to make sure whatever they say is heard. That is the Pharisees. Every time they have this thing of saying whatever they say, it should be heard. Okay? Every time they have that thing of saying whatever they do, it should be heard. Now, you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now, let's just say, okay, let's just do this. That is Lucas Maloma. He was saying Melodi Allah. Melodi Allah, that's what he was saying there. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Whatever that it takes for the soul. Now, as I told you, we're reading in the book of John chapter 4, verse number 1. We already read number 1, where it tells us Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard the report that he was making and baptizing more followers than John. Alright, let's go to Luke chapter 1:17. It says, verse 76. Now, it says,
Now you little boy will be called a prophet of the Most High God. You will go first before the Lord to prepare the way for him. I mean, that is a Jesus. Okay, that is Jesus. Now remember here it's saying, where we read in John 4:1, it said, then Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard a report that he was making and baptizing more followers. I told you the reason why he heard about it. And every time when you read about the Pharisees, you will hear what type of people are. We have those people who are like the Pharisees in life. But we must not, we should know we have them. And most of the time when they do that, they're making you to, once they discourage you, you must not be discouraged. You must continue to do more. They will try to discourage you, they will try to do whatever that will discourage you. But you must not allow this to discourage. You must not allow it to for them to discourage you. Now, let's go to verse number 2. It said, but really Jesus himself did not baptize anyone. His followers baptized people for him. You see, Jesus is not the one who was baptizing the people. People were baptized by the followers of Jesus. Now, because Jesus was there, and the followers of Jesus, they were following him. Now, the Pharisees, they thought that Jesus was the one who was doing the baptism. And here it tells us that it was the followers who were baptizing people. Now, when you read in the book of Acts 4:8, it said, so Peter told them to baptize Cornelius and his relatives and friends in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. They asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 13 to 17. Christ cannot be divided into different groups. It wasn't Paul who died on the cross for you. Was it? Were you baptized in Paul's name? I'm thankful that I did not baptize any of you except Cephas and Kairos. I'm thankful because now no one can say that you're baptized in my name. I also baptized the family of Stephens, but I don't remember that I myself baptized any others. Christ did not give me the work of baptizing people. He gave me the work of telling the good news, but he sent me to tell the good news without using clear, clever speech, which will take away the power that is in the cross of Christ. Now, he say, Christ, that's Paul. Christ did not call me to baptize people. He called me to tell the good news to the people without using the clever speech, so that his power will be visible. Now, if we can learn to trust in God, if we can learn to
to do things according to the way God wants us to do. Lots of things will change. Lots of things will change. Okay, let's go to John chapter 4:3. We still continue. So, he left Judea and went back to Galilee. That's what he said. He said, he left Judea and went back to Galilee. In other words, all the time when he heard about the Pharisees, he was in Judea. Okay? He was in Judea. Now, the Bible tells us he left he left Judea and went back to Galilee. Okay. He left Judea and went back to Galilee. Verse number 4. On the way to Galilee, he had to go through the country of Samaria. He had to go through the country of Samaria. On his way to Galilee. Now remember, he left Judea and he was going to Galilee. The Bible tells us that on his way to Galilee, he had to go through the country of Samaria. Okay? He had to go through the country of Samaria. Now the Bible tells us in Samaria, Jesus came to the town called Sychar, which is near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. On his way there, he came across the town called Sychar, which is near the field that was given, Jacob gave it to his son Joseph. Okay. You can read in Genesis 9:33-19 to understand that part. It said, he brought the field where he came from, the family of Hagar, father of Samar. He paid 100 pieces of silver for it. Genesis 48:22. I have given you one portion more than I have gave to your brother. I gave you the land that I won from the Amorites. I used my sword and bow to take that land. Okay. Now you're still listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The time is exactly 4:30. 4:30, we are saying, 4:30, okay, we are saying heavy load. Just enjoy the song.
Heavy load, God is gonna lighten up your heavy load. Heavy load, heavy load, God is gonna lighten up
Yeah, heavy load, that is, thank you, Mutlaba, saying heavy load. In other words, God will remove that heavy load. As I speak now, maybe you are carrying this heavy load. You don't know what you will do. As you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, as you are listening to the name of the show that is called String Wheels and Talk, I believe God will remove that heavy load that you are carrying. Just go to Him, just call Him and say, Lord, remove the heavy load. That is Robson Mbilu Rambowani, the man from Venda, is saying, in God there is life. There is life in abundance. In God there is life. Life in abundance. Remember, previously I gave you the song by Tsingu Mtlaba saying, heavy load. He will remove that heavy load. Now, Robson Mbilu is saying, in God there is life. In God there is life. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. My name is Pastor John Mamawolo. I'm standing in for Kogeja Mkanzi. The name of the show, it is called Strings, Hills and Talk. I just want to welcome each and everyone who have just tuned in. The time is exactly 16:41 CAT Central African Time. We are just shouting the name of Jehovah because God is good. He's always good. He will always be faithful. Doesn't matter what you will say. He will always remain faithful because his name is Jehovah. His name is Jehovah. He will always remain faithful. Now we read in the book of John chapter 4. We started from verse number 1. We were in verse number 5 when we were saying in Samaria Jesus came to the town called Sychar, which is near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus was tired from his long trip, so he sat down beside the well. It was about noon. Listen, Jacob's well, like there was a well for Jacob. What can we say? We can say the fountain of Jacob, the fountain that carries water. There was a fountain of Jacob there. And as Jesus was traveling, he was tired. There's a point where there's a point where we get tired. In life, there's a point where we get tired. Now, but when you are tired, what you must do? There's a point when we get tired. Now, the Bible tells us, as Jesus was traveling, he came to a point where he was tired. Okay? He came to a point where he was tired. Now, what he did, the Bible tells us he sat down beside that fountain. He sat down beside that fountain because he was tired. Remember, he was traveling. Now it's like when you can read Matthew chapter 4 verse number 2, it's saying Jesus ate nothing for 40 days and night. After this he was very angry. He was very angry because he did not eat anything for 40 days and 40 night, and day after that he was angry. Now there's a point moloring walapa, you get end up being tired or fellow jaw tswara gitlala, needing something to eat. Now listen to Matthew 8:24. It says, after the boat left the shore, a very bad storm began on the lake. The wave covered the boat, but Jesus was asleep. When Tsingu Mtlaba was saying heavy load, Jesus will remove it. It's true. Now, Jesus is just around the corner. Now, let me just play this song. Just enjoy.
There's still hope for you, oh. Bible says,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I call you Jesus. I call you the master of all. By the grace ministry present to you soul winning campaign. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. You are invited to join us at a place called Mohopo AGF. The date will be 25 to 27 of January 2019. We have entered into 2019 soul winning campaign. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. You are invited to join us. Friday we start at exactly 1800 CAT Central African time. 1800 CAT Central African time. 6 o'clock exactly we are starting our service. We are starting soul winning campaign at Mohopo AGF. On Saturday also we are continuing, and on Sunday also we are continuing. Now please join us there. If you can't be with us live there, you can join us on By the Grace Radio, where you can tune in and listen all the service there. We're searching for the soul under the title of saying, don't sin no more. Don't sin no more. If your sins are forgiven, you must not sin no more. I just welcome you to come and join us. I invite you to come and join us to our soul-winning campaign. It will be happening. We will be having Pastor K.K. Kolofelo Malaji together with Pastor Patrick Mundebele and together with Pastor John Mamabolo and also with the band. We will be there saying whatever that it takes for a soul, your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven and don't sin no more. If your sins are forgiven, you must not sin no more. Because when you sin, worse things will come. For more information, you can visit our website, which is www.bythegrace.org. www.bythegrace.org. Or you can call our helpline, which is 083-800-9814, or you can even call the pastor that we are going, who is gonna take care of those souls, who is Pastor Sira Petra, on the number 072-549-3422, or you can send us email info@bythegrace.org. We love you, and we will be excited to see you there. As we will be saying, don't sin no more. Don't sin no more. Don't sin no more. That's what we will be doing. Yeah, so you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I gave you a song by Donny. He was saying, Basheshe Batleke. They will start quick to laugh at you, but they don't know what will God will do. I mean, God will never leave you. Most of the time you can say, or maybe God has abandoned you, but let me tell you, He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will always be with you forevermore. Because His name is Jehovah. His name is Jehovah Jireh. His name is Emmanuel. His name is Alpha and Omega. That is God. He will never change. He will always remain God. Okay, let me just say God of Wonders by Elijah Oyelende. Just enjoy this song.
Yeah, that is Elijah Oyelende. He was saying God of Wonders. Remember, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul, the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. The name of the show, it is called Strings, Hills and Talk. Strings, Hills and Talk. Strings can talk and strings can heal you. Now, it all depends on what type of a string are you listening. What type of a string are you playing? There's a string that can heal you. There's a string that can restore you. There's a string that can talk to you. But it's not any string that can talk to you. There's a certain string. When you play or when you listen, it will talk to you. Now, it depends on what type of music are you listening. Some people, they love jazz. Especially today is Saturday, they are playing jazz. They are sitting under the tree. They are drinking some other things. They are playing jazz because they feel that this jazz, it does something. It makes their spirit to be fine. I don't know what kind of music are you listening. Now, you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. We are just on the last hour of our show. The time is exactly 3:05 p.m. CAT, Central African Time. That's the time that we are using in South Africa. We are using Central African Time. And we are here in Midrand. We are also using Central African Time. I know, as I speak, some people, they were preparing themselves for the evening service. Some, they are preparing themselves for tomorrow service. Some, they are preparing to go to stadium. Some, they are preparing to go to work. But I want to tell you, you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Our scripture reading is in the book of John chapter 4. When we're reading about Jesus and the woman of Samaria. Now, we are in verse number 6 when it tells us Jacob's well was there. Jesus was tired from his long trip. You know, as he was traveling long trip, he was tired. There's a point as you travel on the journey, you get tired. But when you are tired, you don't just sit and sit and sit and sit until you said, I'm no longer continuing with the journey. We are in a journey. We are in a journey. We are going. Now, this journey that we are traveling, when you are tired, you don't just sit down and sit until you recharge, you carry on. Now, it tells us Jesus, as he traveled a long journey, was tired. What he did, he sat down there beside the well. It was about noon, meaning it was about in the afternoon, around from 12 o'clock downwards. Maybe it was, I don't know, the noon. Maybe it's referring to the time that we are in now. It's part of the noon. It's not yet evening. Because from 12 o'clock until 6 o'clock, we can say it's in the noon. So we don't know what time was that when he was there. Because he traveled a long journey and he was tired. Now listen to what it said. It's saying, number 7. A Samaritan woman came to the well to get some water. And Jesus said to her, please, give me a drink. A Samaritan woman came to the well to get some water and just said to her, please give me a drink. Now, Jesus is asking the Samaritan woman water to drink. You know, we have people who don't understand things. When people they interpret, they don't understand things. Other day I had argument with some other people about this. Now they have interpreted in their wrong understanding, in the way they understand, which is wrong. Now it tells us that Jesus, he said to the woman, please give me a drink. You are tired. What does it mean? As, remember Jesus, he was the Son of God. And many people, they thought he is not on their level. There are people sometimes they think or when you are not on their level, but they can't even come close to you. Now, many people, they thought Jesus is not on their level. But here it tells us he was there on that well, on that fountain of water. He said to the woman, please give me a drink. Give me a drink. Now, listen to John 19:20. He said, later Jesus knew that everything has been done to make the scripture come true. He said, I am thirsty. Now, in that John 4:7, it tells us he was tired, meaning he was thirsty. He needed something that can remove that thirst. Let's go to number 8. It said, this happened while his followers were in town buying some food. Okay? His followers, they went to buy some food, knowing very well they have traveled a long journey. They did not eat anything. There was no something that they can eat. Now, what they did is they went to buy something to eat. Jesus was thirsty. Now, he asked water to a Samaritan woman. Now, when we go to verse number 9, he said, the woman answered, I am surprised that you ask me for drink. You are a Jew, and I am Samaritan woman. Jews have nothing to do with Samaritan. Now, hear what the woman is saying. The woman, she's saying, I am surprised. I am surprised. That's the woman. Responding to the question or responding to what Jesus asked. Now, in response, she said, I am surprised. Okay? She said, I am surprised that you ask me for a drink and you are a Jew. Jesus was a Jew. And I am Samaritan woman. Jesus, Jews have nothing to do with Samaritan. That is the answer or respond that this woman responded to Jesus, that Jews have nothing to do with Samaritan. Okay. There are people in life, they think or they are special more than you. And they think that the way they are special, they can't ask anything from you. They think there's nothing that we can need from you. Now, when you read in the book of Ecclesiastes, it said, in the book of Proverbs, iron sharpen another iron. Iron sharpen under iron. Now, as a person like that, you can't make it on your own. You need somebody who can help you. And Jesus can help you. Now, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now, let's just say he lifted me up. Then when we come back, we will continue.
And he left heaven, his glory. He came down when I was dead, disqualified. And he lifted me up. The Bible says I'm seated in the right hand side of the Father. And that is the reason I'll sing and I'll shout. For Jesus and I. And if you thank God, you need to take us to shoot. You need to learn a little bit.
Aenda ufeiva man. Nara dwe yabo by the grace ministry. Dobu direnga iwana gaina.
Uma gra by the grace radio number 3 sure against read rubber reach extension 2 la midre 1685.
Nara dwe yabo of the ministry of vitamin chavani na.
By the Grace Radio Station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
And who is very permanent. You know, this is going to go follow up on the Grace Radio. I'm going to go.
Yeah, I'm going to reach the number 0732692731. Over WhatsApp, we are in 083-289-4658. Over www.radio.bythegrace.org. Over radio at bythegrace.org. Bythegrace.org.
By the Grace Radio, just for a soul.
Yeah, so you listening to By the Grace Radio, just for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. The time is exactly 17:16 CAT Central African Time. Okay? That is 17:17 CAT Central African Time. We are just into the last hour of our show that is called Strings, Hills, and Talk. Strings, Hills, and Talk. Yesu bavulele abayibone. That is Vincent Ramalepe from Worship House. Just enjoy the song. You heard it. Lord, open their eyes that they should see this secret. You know, this secret is, Lord, open their eyes that they should see. Now, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever that it takes for the soul. My name is Pastor John Mamabolo. We are saying... my name is Pastor John Mamabolo. We are saying strings, hills, and talk. That's what we are saying. We're saying strings, hills, and talk. Strings, hills, and talk. Our time is moving very fast. I don't know why this time is moving very fast. As we say, Strings, Hills and Talk, we are by the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. If you want to interact with me, let me just remind you, our WhatsApp number is 0832894658. If you are in South Africa, if you are international, you just say 0027 8328 94658, or you can say +27 8328 94658. If you are international, you can send us voice notes. You can even call us. You can even SMS us using the very same number, or you can send us email radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org, or you go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, what you do is you can just chat to us via our website. It's saying we are online. You put your name, your email address, you start chatting to us, or you go to our website, you go to our Skype, which is BTGM. On Skype, you just say BTGM Radio. Then you continue chatting to me in a studio this afternoon. Or what you do is you go to Facebook, you just say By the Grace Radio. On Facebook, you listen to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. To the hearts and soul of the people. Let's go. It's say, number 10. Jesus answered, "You don't know what God can give you, and you don't know who I am, the one who asks you for a drink. If you knew, you would have asked me, and I would have given you a living water." If you knew. Now, remember, Jesus, he needed the physical water. Okay, he needed a physical water. He needed a physical water. But he is the water. When you drink, you won't be thirsty again. He is the water. When you drink, or he is a fountain, when you drink in that fountain, you will never be thirsty again. But he needed the water that he can drink. Okay. He needed the water that he can drink. Now, number 4. The woman said, "Say, where will you get that living water? The well is very deep and you have nothing to get water with." That's the woman is saying. Where will you get that living water? Now listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 14. It says, "People who do not have God's Spirit do not accept the things that comes from His Spirit. They think these things are foolish. They cannot understand them because they can only be understood with the Spirit help." Okay. People who don't have the Spirit, they will not understand the things for the Spirit. I mean, we go with people, they don't understand the things of the Spirit because they are not in the Spirit. They are not in the Spirit. Remember, you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. That is who we are. We just searching for a soul. While we are there, let me just remind you. Friday. This coming Friday. We are at a place called Kiechafufa in Mokgopo, AGF. The place is called Hadekhale Limpopo site. We'll be there this coming Friday. We are landing just for a soul, just for a soul, just for one soul. We are there. That will be by the grace ministry will be there, and by the grace radio will be there as well. We will be saying just for a soul. Don't see no more. Friday, which is 25 to 27 January 2019, we are there. Friday, we start at 6 o'clock. And Saturday, we will start at 6 o'clock as well. Sunday, we start at 10. Just for a soul. We are just searching for a soul. I mean, I don't think you will miss this part. Even if you will be listening, you won't miss it. That's why I urge you to tune in and listen. And you can even share the link with your friends, with your family, everybody that is your colleague. They must not miss this part. They must not miss the service. Don't see no more. We are there on Friday. Let me just remind you, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Alright, let's say Sigijime, meaning we are Gijiming, we are going there. Sigijime. Sigijime Seka Katale, that is Robson Mbilo Rambo 1. He's saying Sigijime. In other words, I was saying we are running to Mohopo, Chichafufa. We are running to there. We're not gonna stop. We are running to there. Now don't stop. Continue running. Don't stop. Continue running. Don't stop. Continue running, because heaven, that's where we are going. Heaven, that's where we are going. It doesn't matter if we get tired or what, but we continue running. Let's run this race. Let's run this race. Let's run this race. We continue running, and you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We left with just 30 minutes to close our show. What a beautiful show. We're saying string heals and talk. It depends on what type of string are you listening. It depends on what type of string are you listening. I mean, you know what I'm talking about when I'm saying the string. Did you hear that string? Did you hear that guitar? Did you hear it? That is what we're talking about. The string that will talk to you. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. The time is exactly 17:36. As we're saying, strings, heals, and talk. We're still in the book of John chapter 4, verse number 1. We started from verse number 1. We are up to now, we are in verse number 12. Number 12, it said, are you greater than our ancestor, Jacob? Is he the one who gave us this well? Are you greater than our ancestor, Jacob? He is the one who gave us this well. He drank from it himself, and his sons and all his animals drank from it too. The woman is responding because, Now, are you greater than our ancestor Jacob? Okay, this woman is continuing explaining. Okay, let's read John chapter 8:53. Do you think you are greater than our father Abraham? He died, and so did the prophets. Who do you think you are? He died, and so did the prophets died. Okay. Now, the woman is saying, are you greater than our ancestor Jacob? And they don't know, because he is Alpha and Omega. This woman didn't know that she's talking with Jesus, the Lion of Judah, Jesus, the Messiah, Jesus, the Savior. She didn't know that I'm talking to Emmanuel, Jesus, the Lion of Judah. She didn't know. The people still, they don't know that Jesus is the Alpha and Omega. They don't know that Jesus is the Savior. He can save you from that situation. His name is Jehovah. Now let's go. Isaiah 53:2-3. He was always close to the Lord. He grew up like a young plant, like a root growing in dry ground. There was nothing special or impressive about the way he looked. Nothing we could see that would cause us to like him. People made fun of him, and even his friends left him. He was a man who suffered a lot of pain and sickness. We treated him like someone of no importance, like someone people will not even look at but turn away from his disgust. Matthew 12:42. On the judgment day, you people who lived now will also be compared with the Queen of the South, and she will be a witness who show how guilty you are. I say this because she traveled from far, far to listen to Solomon's wise teaching. I tell you that someone greater than Solomon is right here, but you won't listen. Referring to Jesus, the Lion of Judah. Jesus, the Lion of Judah. The Son of God. The Son of God.
There is a race that I must run. power, my Lord. Every Lord to be so. Power, my Lord, every Lord should be His Lord. Oh, I am your worship, I'm saying, there is a race that you are running, and may your feet friends, I fix us to be one. Oh Lord, I pray for you. You give a power, my Lord. Every overload should be Jesus. Yes, there is a race.
There is a race.
I am a son.
So there is a race that we must run, and we are running the race indeed. We are running the race. We are going to heaven. We are going to heaven. We are going to heaven. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The time is exactly 17:46 CET, Central African Time. It is now, we are approaching 6 o'clock. The sun is going down. The sun is going down. The sun is going down. You know, if it was Kokejo, he was going to say, La Tlaba Litwile, Kokejo. He was going to say, La Tlaba Litwile. The sun is here, now the sun is going down. That was Kokejo. If he was here, he was going to say, La Tlaba Litwile. So then now you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope for the heart and soul of the people. Let's read Hebrews 3:3. When someone builds a house, people will honor the builder more than the house. It is the same with Jesus. He should have more honor than Moses. You are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Now we are saying strings, heels, and talk. And we thank God for what God has been doing for almost 3 o'clock until now. We indeed, strings was talking. Let's continue. John chapter 4:13 said, Jesus answered, everyone who drink this water will be thirsty again. Everyone who drink this water will be thirsty again. You know, we are drinking water every day. And we get thirsty each and every day. It is not wrong. But he said, but anyone who drink the water I give. Okay? Anyone who drink the water I give. Okay, let me repeat again. But anyone who drink the water I give. But anyone who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. The water I give, people will be like a string flowing inside them. It will bring them internal life. Okay. As I speak now, maybe you are thirsty in your spirit. If you are thirsty in your spirit, you can drink whatever you drink. It will not make any change. That's why I'm saying, sometimes you find that you are thirsty in your spirit. When you listen another song, you feel like now you are fine. But I'm saying, Jesus said, whoever drink the water that I give, that person will never be thirsty again. Whoever drink the water that I give, he will never be thirsty again. When you drink the water, okay? When you drink the water that Jesus gives, you will never be thirsty again. You will never be thirsty again. John chapter 6:35. Then Jesus said, I am the bread that gives life. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry. No one who believes in me will ever. No one who believes in me will ever be thirsty. If you drink the water, you'll never be thirsty again. The water of life. Jesus is the bread and he is the water of life. If you say, Jesus, I need you in my life, he will come straight away. When you say, Jesus, I need you in my family, he will come. If you say, Jesus, I need you in my children, he will come. Because his name is Jesus. Now, we left with 9 minutes to sign off into our show. Now, let's continue. I'm going to just read the two last verses, and then I will be saying bye-bye. Okay, all right. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Isaiah 49:10. They will not be angry. They will not be angry or thirsty. The hot sun and wind will not hurt them. Their comfort will lead them. Their comforter will lead them. He will lead them by a string of water. He will lead them by the string of water. Number 15. The woman said to Jesus, "Say, give me this water, then I will never be thirsty again, and I won't have to come back here to get more water." I'm going to just stop here. We thank God for what God has done. Let me tell you, you can continue listening to other shows. After this, there's a show that is called Time to Meditate with Pastor John Mamabolo. It's going to start at 6 o'clock after I leave here. That show will start. And in the morning, 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock, there's a show that is called Weeping May Last for Night, but Joy Comes in the Morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele. You will be here tomorrow morning. Make sure you tune in and be motivated early in the morning. Make sure you tune in. And then from 9 o'clock until 12 o'clock is the show that is called Different Colors, One People. And from 12 until 3, during the day in the afternoon, the show that is called Who Need a Doctor by Pastor Mrs. M.B. Mamabolo. Then from 3 until 6 is the show that is called Strings, Heels and Talk. That's the show that I'm currently in now. Strings, Heels and Talk. And then 6 o'clock until 9 is the show that is called, which is 1800 until 2100. That is say, time to meditate. Now it is being a good day. It has been a beautiful day, a beautiful Saturday. I'm going to sign off with the song that is saying Avumile, Avumile. Okay. Now, I want to thank each and everyone who was with me from 3 o'clock until now for these 3 hours. You have been with me in your car. You have been with me in your house. I'm gonna sign off with Ayanda Ntanzi. Okay? Ayanda Ntanzi. Hallelujah. Okay? I'm gonna sign off. I'm signing off now. It has been a good show, and I want to thank you. Keep on listening to us. Keep on listening to us. We love you, and we appreciate your support. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to protect you and your family. We love you. Stay blessed. Hamudimali thing. Hawena matata. If God is here, there's no problem. Enjoy the song. Bye bye.